That's right, fans of AFL Fantasy Football. It's time for the People's Prince, the father of fantasy, and everybody's favorite humble genius, Jock Riddles. Over to you, Jock.
Skip to the loser.
Jock, say that, Jock.
Jock, yeah. We're on.
Nope, oh, sorry, oops. Thanks, folks, and thanks, Hank. Thanks for joining us, folks. We are here at Patterson Stadium over in Perth, prior to the West Coast Frio Essendon tripod of games. We were at Blacktown, of course, last night, and we've been flying around, compliments of the AFL. Here again with Crouching Tiger, and of course, forgot to mention the live audience. How are you, folks? Crouching Tiger, how are you, son?
Welcome.
And Higo, good to see you again. How are you, mate?
Very well, Jock, but I really think you must cover the injury news straight away.
Yeah, I mean, there's lots happening in the NAB Cup, of course, and the games over the last couple of days, but we must talk about some quite important injuries which have happened recently. Probably the most significant was last night. We were in Blacktown and saw young Dylan Sheil. Now, he was due to miss with appendicitis, but I can tell you right now, he was wearing one big hell of a moon boot, which usually tells me there's something wrong with his hoof. So Dylan Sheil, many people have him in the midfield. You guys have been looking at him as well, haven't you?
No, will not be part of my team, health or no health.
Well, fair enough, that's your prerogative. Anyway, lots of people have him on his radar as a rookie.
I like him, John.
Must be said also, he might just have had a cold left foot. That's also could be relevant. He could have just been cold in that left foot.
Yes, or maybe his left foot a bit scared.
Well, he's a young kid, you never know. Also,
he left footer.
I think he's ambifuturous.
Well, maybe maybe his coach want to wrap foot to make very special for next game.
Maybe. It's all there, but look, risk there. Also, there's a bit of buzz coming down from Brisbane about Zorko. I mean, we've all got Zorko, who's a mid/forward rookie on the radar.
This is a good joke. Zorko, like Zorro/Zorro. I see you're very good.
Very good, Crouching. You are on fire tonight, I can tell. But Zorko, bit of hip, could be out for a month. Now, both of those unconfirmed. So Dylan Sheil, Dane Zorko, in trouble. But now we move on to Tommy Mitchell. Another, he was picked up quite late in the draft. We call him Sob, son of Barry Mitchell.
Due to the father son. Very disappointed here, Jock. Yeah. He was in my starting lineup.
Yeah, well, the thing is, Horse Longmire, the big horse, was on the radio during the week talking about Tommy Mitchell and told us all he's far from a certainty to start and he'll be eased slowly into the team this year. So it looks like Tommy Mitchell, rather than being a starting rookie, could be one to look for mid-season, as it turns out.
Yes, a very good potential trade-down target, Jock.
Yeah, that's right. Top of that, we've got Barlow. Now, I've been warning everybody about Barlow's leg. You have a broken leg, you come back the next season, you've got all sorts of subsidiary problems. Barlow's leg giving him some trouble. So I think he'll be scratched off many people's lists. And of course, the sad stories, all jokes aside, Mark Lacroix and Brent McCaffer look like their seasons are finished with serious knee injuries, and we wish those boys all the best with their recoveries. All right, now let's have a talk about those GWS boys. Weren't they looking impressive in Blacktown, boys?
Very interesting. While my thoughts on Tim Moore and Coniglio were confirmed, a few new players have definitely hit my radar.
Yeah.
Namely, Jonathan Giles.
Big fella. Looks good.
24-year-old mature age.
Come across from Port Adelaide.
Dom Tyson.
Yeah.
Looks very ready to play. And another interesting pick may be the dual position Kirtley Hampton.
Yeah.
Who showed some real talent.
Yeah.
Silence. GWS trick many coach this year. Please remember, this is NAB Cup. This not real football. This short. This like sex with wife. Not like real sex.
My understanding was, and I have researched this, Mother told me that the act of human-to-human copulation was indeed more akin to a 5K run.
Oh, 5K run?
This rubbish. Bells. This rubbish.
Mother has engaged in the act, so I think she would know
Ah, sex not like 5K run. It more like a standing broad jump.
And now hang on, fellas. Now, if there's one art that I'm quite fond of and quite adept at, it's the old horizontal polka. And it is quite a bit like chess, I'd have to say. I mean, the man makes his move, and the beautiful female makes her move. You decide where to play.
Jock, how would you play chess in the dark?
Higo never taste crumpet.
Yeah, hang on, Higo, mate. Now, chess is all about the mind. It's about the body. You know, you make moves. You think about what you're doing.
So somebody wins?
Higo. Jock very good at chess. He always come first.
Yeah, hang on. Okay, Cratchy, that's enough. Now, look, Higo, just think about the footy, mate. Listen, I can tell you that what I saw last night was quite surprising. I didn't think Greater Western Sydney would come out of the gates like that. And I am as absolute keen as mayonnaise on these boys. I'm telling you right now.
Yes, but must remember...
Keen as mayonnaise.
No, must remember. Any team can maintain intensity for a short time. This why, in the real game, we see game break open in the quarter. I not think too much about GWS. Maybe Giles, maybe Coniglio, maybe more, not too many.
Don't compare this team to last year's Gold Coast. This team has had an extra year's development, and their mature age, mature body ratio is far superior to that of Gold Coast. Thank you.
Tell you what, one boy who really impressed me, and one boy who I... must lay quite significant claims into bringing into the AFL system is Reece Kuiu, listed as a forward. 128,700, just looked like a chook to water. Really looked good. Got to tell you that it was probably 3 years back. I was over in Western Australia at the Burswood. I was a guest speaker at the Western Australian Society of Fantasy Football. Now, after the main presentation, we were in the side reception area. You right, mate? Oh, poor old Higo's coughing up a lung.
I was just thinking about chess.
Yeah, it's exciting, isn't it? Well, look, we're at the Burswood. Speeches were over. We were in the mingle stage in the reception area. The throngs were all around me. They had a series of young waiters who were bringing around the footy franks with the sauce afterwards. Caught on my eye, I saw a young lad. He stepped to the left, stepped to the right. There was crowds around him. Somehow balked around the pack. Got around the throngs that were surrounding me to pass me a footy frank, front and square. Now, just the way the kid moved impressed me. Really impressed me. Got straight on the phone to Kevin Sheedy and said, "Got a kid for you, mate. I've got Reece Kuiu you need to have a look at." Also saw some good young kids, Sam Darley and Thomas Bug. Sam Darley, both got 10 possessions each against Collingwood, both 113,200, both listed as defenders, and in light of the plethora of injuries, I think you need to look at these guys. I mean, there's plenty on. Israel Folau, how'd you see him, guys?
Wonderful acquisition to our great game.
Yeah.
Expect him to follow the footsteps of Carmichael Hunt.
Yeah, I thought he was a bit off the pace, to be honest. Poor bloke. Didn't know if he was here, there, or yesterday. Look, all the best to him, but I won't be looking in him in terms of fantasy football. Okay, Friday night, North Richmond and Hawthorn did the Daisy Do. Sam Gibson, what'd you make of him, boys?
I like Sam Gibson. Again, mature age.
Yeah.
He read the play. He ran off half back. He looked ready.
Looks good.
He ready.
He is. North Melbourne, listed in the midfield. At only 94,700.
He rookie?
Oh, he'll get lifted, Boney, if he is. He's sure to get lifted.
I would expect so.
Yeah, he looked very good. He got some ball across the back line, across the forward line, and a bit in the middle, and he's pretty high on my radar now, to be honest.
I would like to discuss a few Tigers, if I may.
Didn't the Tigers look good?
Yes, but the Jock Reynolds community has spruiked Brandon Ellis.
Yeah.
And, Morris Minor,
yeah.
Young Morris.
Yeah, Steve
Jock,
Morris.
Jock, off the cuff.
Yeah.
Who would you prefer?
Probably Morris at this stage, to be honest, mate. I thought Brennan Ellis, my perception of him was that he was really adjusting to the pace of senior football and looked a little bit off the pace.
He'd take kick out. I see him take kick out.
Yeah, and he did look good with the kick out too. But I reckon his next hit out will be more telling. But gee, Morris looked good, didn't he?
Yes, his vision, his reading of the play,
yeah,
his intensity was definitely off standard, and he will be in my team.
Yeah, also a bit cheaper than Alice, so Morris well and truly on the radar. Just want to mention Toddy Elton as well before we continue. Didn't he look gutsy? He's listed as a forward. 106,600. Back into the pack, got clocked, fell over, came back on, was a key link up in the winning goal. Fantasy relevant, boys?
No. I would like to talk about a new player.
Yeah, okay.
Who I've picked up. Jerome Webberley.
Oh, hello.
Very interesting pick.
Yeah.
Actually in his third season, qualifies for my third year breakout. Listed at 114k as a defender.
Here you go, mate. I'm just all due respect, mate, but he only averaged 21.2 last season, mate, in his five games.
Herein lies the brilliance. Last year, Jerome played five games, four of which were as the sub, hence his low average.
No, hello, hello.
Now, I saw a different Jerome, listed as a defender, but he was more of a forward-running type.
Yeah.
Disposed the ball well and got plenty of it. Definitely one to look out for.
Well, he's just shuffled well up my radar. Thank you, Higo, as always.
Thank you.
Busting out the gold here on the Jock Reynolds Fantasy Footy Community. Hawthorne, Sam Mitchell, Buddy Franklin. How good do these two look, boys?
Lock. These are lock.
Lock.
Absolutely marvellous. Couple of quick notes. Ben Stratton off the half-back line. He's, sort of mid-200s. Looked a bit rusty early. Coughed up some bad balls, but one to watch. And, of course, Gunston, who they poached from Adelaide, looking a very much a key member of the team to me. Spindleshanks. Oh, Isaac Smith. Do you guys get a grip on him?
The turkey in the rice field. Yeah, he look a bit off, and given price...
Yeah.
No, not for me.
Yeah, not for you. He looked off the boil. I don't know if something's up with young Isaac, but still, didn't look himself.
Still very good player.
Yeah. Now, Bulldogs, one young kid that did impress me, he was sort of thereabouts last year on the fringes of the team, was young Zephaniah Skinner. Looked a real live wire up forward, and probably the one that I was most excited about, boys.
Jock, before we talk about Skinner, I must say that you must be embarrassed, as Boyd should have been on your locks sheet.
Yeah, I know, you look very good, but look, too many cooks spoil the roof. And your Murphys of this world. You got your Mitchells. You've got your Nick Del Santos have been hounding me on the phone. A few of them have been camping out, wondering why they didn't make Jock's locks. I mean, yeah, he looked very good, but gee, I can't get everyone into the Jock's locks every season.
I think yes, Boyd, but I say now no to Liam Jones and Wes Premi.
Yeah.
And Skinner. They look good, but I think dog forward line would be weak link.
Okay, yeah.
This remember me of Payan Mani's maggot.
Yeah.
You remember this year of maggot.
Yeah, you discussed that last podcast.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. Well, on the celebrate day, very large maggot with many men inside. Oh. Just like a Chinese dragon, you know, long tail down the street, head going around, scared children.
Hell's bells, yeah.
Many men inside walking underneath.
Yep.
Well, Payan Mani's maggot danced down street. Many men inside, all children, throw donut at maggot to stop him, scare them.
Yeah, fair enough.
Well, yep. Imagine if some of the men inside not walk properly.
Yeah.
Then whole maggot not work.
Yeah, you'll either show.
I think this year, dog forward line not work properly.
Yeah.
John Skinner, I not pick him.
Okay, bit of trouble up forward with the dogs and not really keen. Okay. Tell you what, one thing, Michael Talia did look quite good. He's, yeah.
Yes, good call, Jock.
What's he listed at, Higo?
106,000 as a defender, but got plenty of the ball and is one to keep an eye on.
Okay. Couple of boys from the Pies. We saw the Pies have a hit out as well. Looked ordinary, but let's be honest, they were there with a quarter of a team. We saw young Marley Williams. He's of, he's of the New Zealand, native New Zealander descent. Looked a good kid. Good kid. They interviewed him after the game, and he really seemed like a nice fella. Good on you, young Marley. Listed at 94,700. Player of the future. Looked great. Look, won't get a gig in the Pies, to be honest. I think he's well down the list, but gee, one to look out for in future years to come. On that same note, big Jared Witts, big lump of a lad. Do you boys get a grip on Jared Witts and how he shaped up?
Yes, not for mine, Jock. I really feel one that might come into consideration will be young Yagmore. Oh,
he looked good. Really good.
Now, I say this because I have done research into the derivation of his name, and to moor, of course, is to anchor the boat.
Oh, yeah.
Yag is Yiddish, meaning a crude warship made from the dehydrated carcass of the wildebeest.
Oh, very interesting.
So, putting the two together,
yeah,
the warship, anchoring the warship,
yeah,
of course, means that Yagmore could be the one to settle the Pies ship from last year. Thank you.
Peter Higginbotham, as always, fantastic to have you just rattling along there, mate.
He's very good, Higgo.
Yeah.
You're very smart.
Listen, he just looked at home.
He not no crumpet.
Yeah. Young Yagmore, the battleship boy, looked at home. And I tell you what, there's whispers that he could be the one to fill the shoes of Leon Davis.
Yes, but before we get too excited, we must consider that he is not of mature age.
Yeah, look, we've talked about many players, and gee, there's a plethora of mature age players. I mean, we've got Jonathan Giles, Tim Moore, Sam Gibson, Big Oren Stevenson, just to rattle off a couple.
Yes, this remember me of my first season ever play, Supercock.
Oh, I think you mean Supercoach.
No, Supercock. This Payamanese fantasy cockfighting competition.
Oh, gee whiz.
You know rooster fight?
Yeah.
Barbaric.
So I picked my first team using gun and rookie cock strategy. But, what you laugh for? What you laugh?
Oh, nothing, mate.
Silence!
Please continue.
Silence. I picked my first on gun and rookie cock strategy. But I not pick any mature age cock. Everybody know mature age cock more muscle, more strong. Mature cock less likely get injured. Mature cock lasts longer in season. So I learned this year, many mature age rookie I pick.
Oh, just Norrell. Norrell used to call me super cock. Anyway, spot on. I mean, you're looking for the Dygan of 2012, aren't you, boys? I mean, we've already rattled off names like Giles, Tim Moore, Sam Gibson, Oren Stevenson. I mean, the list is quite long.
Valid point. I would expect all teams to be considering mature age rookies this year.
Absolutely.
It makes sense.
It does. Thanks for joining us again, folks. We'll be back same bat time, same bat place next week. We've got a game to watch here at the lovely Patterson Stadium. I'd just like to say thank you to here to our live audience here before the game. Thanks, guys. Great. Now, here goes, team's been up on the site and hasn't the banter just exploded? I will be putting my first version of the team up on the site, boys. It's going up. Okay.
Very good.
We'll also do a quick, we might do a wrap-up of the players possibly this week who have graced the turf in the NAB Cup this week. Thanks for coming. I'm Jock Reynolds. See you next week.